In actual fact, it was 60 years ago yesterday, which is the 5th of April.
Did you go in the shop then? Is that the reason?
My father bought the shop, yes.
Your father?
My father and my mother's sister. My mother's sister.
Yeah.
She sold a little shop in Saffron Walden and came in with us. And
what was your dad's name?
Norman. But in the right, I can remember as a child, the fireplace Anne was talking about, which was our stockroom, upcoming office, that was our living room. And that was Jim's living room when he lived there one time.
What was his second name?
Jim Lynch.
Lynch.
But before him was Ken Faulkner. He's the chap who bought it from my father. But right at the back, which is the kitchen now,
By the back door,
which is in that little corner there as you go in, there was an oven that was built in old brick oven, I suppose it was. It was all rendered, and it's something I remember as my father had it taken out to what was a kitchen, really, I suppose. But that was still there in 1951.
And the fireplace in the lounge, what they were doing when you viewed it.
Oh, that one. I'm sorry. Yes, I was going to say yes. When we viewed it, I can remember as a lad. I was only five, and he had this top of a 5-bar gate from here to that window, and it was in the fire. And as it burnt out, he pushed it in a little bit longer. It was an old brick floor.
And I have a picture of that. Because when David took it down, David came round and said, if you want a photograph, come now. It will be bricked up again in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I rushed round and took a photograph of it.
Yeah. Right. But there was an old fireplace. In which is now
number
the second room at the back where we keep birthday cards and stuff. On the wall that links the shops, and there was a big old fireplace.
Oh, right.
Because it used to be two cottages.
I see, yeah.
When we came here, I was talking about it yesterday, the actual shop door was where the middle window was.
42.
Right. Yeah.
And there were two doors. And the door that the shop door now was my mother ran it as a cafe.
Situation of property.
Two or three years.
Oh, that's 42 must that's be. Sun, that's
42
the sun.
42 is over here.
So that fireplace that was in the back room there.
Back room was
you
there.
Took that off, did you?
No, the one father took away was the old. It was an old, obviously an oven to baking it.
Sort of range type thing.
It was all built in. Oh. It was like built on a corner. If you imagine that's. It was built across like that, with a little opening like that in it.
In 25, according to this, put the coal or whatever, fuel underneath
and baked
time.
in the oven.
Wow.
It wasn't very big, though.
Trust me.
I remember my auntie, Mrs. Barron, telling me that Toff Shop was not a shop she was a girl.
No,
she was born in 1911. No. It was previously a dwelling house.
That's right, it was.
Yeah. But did you say it was two houses?
Yeah.
Two houses.
Because when we came here, it was two separate houses joined.
Yeah.
But there was an entrance. The right hand side was this part. The right hand part of the shop is it now. Then went through. To the sort of like a lounge at the back, and then there was an old kitchen at the back.
Yeah. It's always been a shop in my time, but I.
Because it was down at First Farmer in 1911.
The Kellys directory make references to the shop, and it looks as though they're forever on about First Farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of 1921 or two.
There was. Wilson's had it, but I can't remember the name of the people who had it before.
Luck.
That was a shop then, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a shop then. Yes, it was. The Luck family.
Because that was what you minuted last time. Yeah. There's also.
They're all deceased now. Except the lad who, well, the man behind 60 odd is Robert Luck. But his father is from that family who owned the shop. During the war and prior to Mr. Wilson.
Yeah. because he was only there 5 years, Mr. Wilson.
Was he? Yeah. Yeah.
That means Keith would know. He's got the deeds, isn't he? He must know all the.
Did the your shop have a number?
Number six. Six High Street.
They don't ever work out the logic of the numbering of High Street, because there ain't no logic.
No, because they were renumbered, weren't they, back in the 60s? Because the council houses were numbered 1 to 18. They're now numbered number 5 to 33.
Yeah.
And Tim is number 3.
But we're number 20, and below us is 60 and 18. I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, yeah, strange, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, you go right down to...
I mean, one of the things which fascinates me, and I don't know if either of you three, and from you know, in the avid kite, as it were, is where Dickerson's shop was, which we have the costs of stuff coming out of Dickerson's shop in the 1700s. But you were saying that was a butcher shop.
Harrod Iron, up till 1803, and then...
But I'm talking about the Dickersons in 1785. I have bills from the Dickersons in 1785.
Yeah.
But we don't know where.
Right.
Because this is, as you say, Harrod Iron, and anyway, it went on to be a blacksmith. This is a general shop.
Yeah.
Was Dickerson the blacksmith at one time then?
Yes.
Well, the main Dickerson family were shopkeepers, and it's an offshoot that became the blacksmiths.
Reg Corse is a descendant of the Dickersons.
I mean, the last Miss Dickerson died in about 1970 something. She lived in the first bungalow in Canners Close when she died.
I think I vaguely remember.
And she used to run the shop in Sawston, and she retired back here because she grew up next door to me in the cottages there. But I wasn't that interested in those days, so I didn't ask her where was the original Dickerson shop. But I have all sorts of things. 1784, there's bushels of coal were bought from them, faggots were bought from them, a pair of trousers. And we have all the prices.
I don't know where it was.
There's that photograph that heads our paper.
That's
addressed to the Dickersons, isn't that? So they were still about in Toft in 1999.
Well, the last Dickerson died in 1971
Too. Yeah, I know you said it was very late on. But,
which is a long time, but they are certainly running the shop.
Joseph Dickerson.
John Harrodine Butcher died in 1803, and then in 1804, Joseph Dickerson established a blacksmith shop.
Uh-huh.
Abutting the highway. Smithy seems to have continued in operation until 1880, when the other smithy was built across the road.
You've got the bill of sale of that, Anne, haven't you, that I gave you from Reg Corse?
Mm.
The sale of the old shop to the new place or whatever.
From 1885 until 1897, the blacksmith shop was only used by David Creek and another Creek as a shop, and sold to Daniel Creek Shoemaker.
Daniel Creek, yeah.
From 1897 to 1921, it was used by John Chapman, who was a butcher, so it must have reverted to butcher. From 1921 to 1947 suggests the shop was used as grocery, drapery, boot and shoe dealers under proprietorship of Daniel Creek, and trading activities would have seemed to have ended in 1947. And I'm presuming the building was demolished sometime after 1947. Does anybody have any memory of that building there?
No,
it
certainly wasn't there in 1951 when we came here. You were saying you thought the shop now was two dwellings, which would make sense, because if there's a shop there, they wouldn't have a shop next door.
No, that's
right. No, no, no.
So.
See, in 1772, in the village, well, locally, in 1772 it probably was in the village, there was Fisher, the draper, Hoffman, Graves and Webb, and above all, Mrs. Sarah Dickerson.
Fisher the Draper. Who? What else did you say?
The other shops were owned by Hoffman.
Hoffman?
Hoffman. Yes, anyone F? Hoffman.
Yeah.
Graves. He was literate because he signed his name.
Graves?
Graves, as in yeah. being buried.
Yeah.
Webb.
Yeah, one B.
Two B's.
One not a B.
And above all, Mrs. Sarah Dickerson.
Sarah Dickerson, yes, I've got her name down there somewhere.
Yeah. And I can trace all of those in the parish records, so they all exist, as it were. So I think they all did.
Yeah.
And the poor law, which this is the copy of the poor law in the village from 1772 to 1817, I think it was. You know, it talks about children's trousers and such like, as well as coal and peat and stuff. So, but we've no idea where, we have some idea where those might be from the 1845, but there's nothing, we've got nothing earlier.
Right.
The only Dickerson I can remember as a lad here was not actually in Toft. He lived at Great Everston, where Paul Tebbit's daughter now lives, which was formerly known as the Fox Pub.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And he is related to Reg Corse, who's got photos of a wedding there and what have you, and I've seen them, but I didn't copy them because they didn't relate to Toft.
Yeah. Mm.
But Reg, through marriage, is related... No, sorry, not through marriage. I don't know how it turns out. Lou Dickerson, who lived in the old pub there, his daughter... One of his three daughters was Reg Corse's mother.
Mm.
But they are related to these Dickersons in Toft.
Mm.
But they've all now passed on.
But we can do, for instance, details of Mrs. Dickerson's bill. This is in 1817.
Yeah.
Show a smock, cost 7 and 6 pence, a hat, 3 shillings, breeches, 10 and 6, shoes, 12 and 6, and stockings, 2 and 9.
Right. 2 and 9.
Yeah, well, you think about it, that actually is very expensive.
5 bob a week. It's not expensive.
Yeah. Shoes were 11 and 6 pence, and 2 yards of calico were 2 shillings.